Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute window is where I share my learnings, musings, and discoveries of living my life by my design. I also have the pleasure of chatting to other people who I find incredibly inspiring that help me on my journey. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm really excited about this week, and Marina and I have been pondering if this is indeed a first for the Charlotte Flows journey, because we're really changing things up and bringing some masculine energy to the show. And we pretty much believe this is a first, and this may be a huge game changer for the direction of Charlotte Flows in the future, because I do have a lot of male people in my life that I find incredibly inspiring. And although this hasn't been a space I've dabbled in or ever thought of bringing them, this is about to change. So today I'm really excited to invite Kev Rickey onto the show. And Kev I met last year when I started a whole new journey, which I have documented quite a lot here, in going to the gym. And I now am even able to call it what it is instead of the room with fitness equipment in it. So welcome to Charlotte Flows, Kev. Welcome to a little opportunity of finding your brave in a whole new way and joining me today. And although we're not going to dabble and talk about necessarily the fitness aspect, but who knows where we'll go, because as we know on the show, it can go anywhere. But I just bumped into Kev on the street last week, and we had this really interesting conversation, and it led us to this really fascinating concept that I said to Kev, could you come and talk to me about this on my show, because I really loved it. And I'll let you introduce the concept and what our topic is today, Kev. So it's space.
Well, first of all, I've got to say, being the first bloke on board, I am absolutely honoured.
Thanks.
Well, first too. First up, thanks for allowing me to sit with you for a wee while and have a chin wag without water bottles and dumbbells and sweat flying around.
A whole new thing.
So, yeah, we had a great bump into each other the other day. We were just walking past Charlotte at work, and we got into a chin wag, I guess, about, not sure how it all
Who knows
started,
how it got there.
But we got there, and my concept that I tend to use is called one square metre.
That's it.
It's the one square metre rule. Now, I use this with my daughters, and I'll explain, I guess, how I do that. But first of all, how this came about is, my entire work career has pretty much either been in the fitness industry or security. So I've been lucky enough to travel around the world and do bodyguard work and stand on doors in New Zealand and Ibiza and everywhere and growl. When I first started in the security industry, I was lucky enough to team up with an old fella who was a bit of a legend. There wasn't much to him, to be absolutely fair. But when the bar that we actually worked in, you could say, was on the troublesome side.
Wow.
Actually, to the point where I was actually stabbed twice working.
Holy heck.
Yeah, so wow. it was bad. Anyway, so he said to me, always look after your space. And that's something my sensei had said to me when I was with my martial arts journey as well, was always look after your space. So here I was, probably 6'2" and 100 and whatever kilos, and I was a pretty confident guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doors would open, and then 6'4", 140 kilos would walk in and growl at you, and I wasn't so confident.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, so I developed this thing of own my space. So one square metre.
Yeah.
One square metre was, Kev, you get to take that one square metre wherever you go.
Mm.
And saying that nobody's allowed in that one square metre without your permission. So pretty much I applied that through my security days, and I guess, into life in general, if I walked into an environment that probably made me feel uncomfortable. Now, that could be into a dodgy-looking bar or into a boardroom to do a presentation or to stand up in front of one of my daughter's classes and talk about whatever his dad's talk about.
Yeah.
You know, that's sometimes that can be quite challenging as well. So I always took that one square metre with me, my sovereign territory.
Wow. I like that. And I think that's beautiful. And it's interesting how it had come from, you know, it came from that security and you're the person that sort of bestowed you with some knowledge. It came from your martial arts that replicated something. So it's, you know, it's a known thing that, you know, but in such a way that isn't so mainstream unless you're going to come across it. So, like, I'd never, you know, it makes complete sense to own the space that you're in. But, and like you referenced these two things, and it's like, well, yeah, how many times has anybody said to you, own that? Which is why I loved when you said it's something you taught your daughters.
Absolutely. Both of my daughters, that's one of the, I guess, principles of the Ricky household. Mm. We've got two girls, and I guess growing up in New Zealand today was a little different from growing up in New Zealand when I grew up.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's different factors now. Some less challenging, some are certainly more challenging.
Yeah.
And I figured with the girls that they have to pretty much, as you know, on the wall, find your brave.
Yeah.
So whether they were going into a new classroom and they were scared, or a new school.
Yeah.
Or they were the one that got tapped on the shoulder to stand up and read their homework out.
Mm.
You know, how many kids do you see talk to their shoes?
Yeah.
We've always said you take that with you wherever you go. It's yours. Nobody has the right to jump in there.
Yeah.
Nobody, you take it so you can be comfortable. Be you.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, Ava, my oldest, is overseas at the moment, and we've had a few conversations where, you know, we've had to reference that.
Yeah.
And
a reminder of...
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, to quote her, she had a challenging situation over there, and she goes, Dad, you'll be proud of me. I sacked up, and I own my one square metre.
Nice.
Yeah.
Proud parenting moment.
Proud parenting moment, but that she was empowered. And by doing what she did, that's empowered her.
Yeah.
So she goes, next time it'll be a little easier to do that.
Yes, yeah. And it's all about, you know, because it's about understanding and being aware then that this is your space and having confidence. And you can't control anything out there, perceptions, thoughts, what people think, all of the stuff. But if you just are confident in this little bit of your space, your square meter, then that's all you have to think about. So, and it's very much in that, you know, when you referenced, you know, in front of all the different things that are outside your comfort zone. If you only have to think about this space instead of, you know, when you're public speaking and stuff, instead of the area that you're sort of speaking to and the people, then it just shrinks it to a manageable...
Oh, absolutely.
...size. And that, I suppose it's just a real head spin of, but there's this big place and there's all these people, but if you're only having to really think and get into this mindset of, but this is all that matters...
It takes away the shakes, it takes away the sweaty palms, it takes away the stutter. That's been noticeable with our girls.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's... I mean, I guess I'm going to reference back, using the word reference, I'm going to reference back to you. Do you remember when you first started your journey coming to the gym?
Yes, like it was yesterday.
Me too. You know, how you felt...
Yeah.
And how the millions and millions of girls and guys, especially girls though, feel about coming into a gym.
Yes.
Where they feel that all eyes are on them.
Yeah, you do. You think that, and being a new person, and especially, I mean, I can remember in this space, because everybody seemed to know you, your space, this reputation preceded you. And you started to talk to people, and it did feel like, you know, I was the only person in Martinborough that wasn't coming to see Kevin. And then to actually, you know, to, I can remember even just stepping in the door to come and see you one-on-one. Because I think I'd only, you know, bumped into you, I'd been introduced to you by somebody in the village previously, so I suddenly had a face to the name. But to actually reach out after so long, knowing I needed to, and then to step into the space, you know, that would have been useful information for me, that square meter, because I'd have gone, don't think about everything
else. Absolutely.
And, I mean, you supported me, and I know that you will do that to every person that walks in the door, to make sure you definitely feel comfortable and that it isn't about anybody else. So I guess you enable people to feel very comfortable in the space through that ethos of one square metre without even mentioning it while you're taking them on the journey. And it is just about you and your journey on this particular fitness, whatever you want to get out of it. But yeah, I mean, gosh, yeah, the square metre rule, if I'd have had this conversation pre, I might have felt a little bit differently about it.
Well, I guess...
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, 2020 version. I guess as well, everyone, you know, if you're new to a gym, for an example, or if you're new to school, everyone puts on their little cloak of protection.
Yes, you
pulls
do.
Pulls it over you. Nobody gets to see who you are.
Yeah.
You don't bring it because... you're too busy wrapped up.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're hanging up at the door, you won't need it on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. And you do, I mean, definitely I can feel the difference. But I can think of so, I mean, even this, that my Arrow FM journey, like I've been doing this for 3 years now, and I, you know, I can zoom back to the first show and, you know, remembering. But this, but I've stuck with it because it gives me so much more. Like, you know, like journey at the gym, like anything I do that I keep doing, you do it because you get something out of it that, you know.
Absolute return on investment.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I think that concept of the square meter, that confidence, is such a cool life skill. And when, I mean, talking, when you talked about your daughters, it just made me, like, I instantly think about my 9-year-old little person and go, wow, that is a life skill to own. Because, yeah, today's world is so different to the world we grew up in. And, you know, living in New Zealand as well, you know that these guys, are, you know, like your daughter, are going to go to the far reaches of the world to explore and do things. And you want them to, you know, be all very confident because you're not going to be next to them.
Well, New Zealand's no longer, you know, they're taking their sovereign territory with them, right?
Yeah,
and look, this can be applied to anyone. This can be applied to your young fella going up to Masterton or to college and catching the school bus for the first time with all these other older school kids that he's never seen before hogging the seats.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember
that.
That
brings
moment.
Fear, right?
Oh,
that brings fear.
Yeah.
You know, because am I going to get targeted? Am I going to get, you know, how am I going to react? But if I got one square metre, I got it. It's all I need.
Yeah. It's interesting because interesting about kids, I find kids... youth very challenging. So if I'm ever in a space with, you know, that's a really like uncomfortable, but I would use this technique now and go, but it's all probably the same energy, isn't it? That's sort of unease and uncomfortable. But you know, if you all went, you know, just worry about that.
Oh, that one square meter. Well, I just reading on the news about the Wellington, you know, James Cameron and on the news. I don't know if you read that today.
No.
But it was very interesting. They had four guest speakers, and one of them was a marketing manager for a gaming company in New Zealand.
Oh.
And she pointed out, saying, look, if Wellington got this right, it could be known for its gaming. And what I didn't realise was that if you got the music industry globally and the film industry globally and join them together, then their gross income would be a third of what the global gaming income is.
Wow.
Yeah, so that puts that in perspective. So with an income like that, with that kind of dollars and cents going around, how many kids, as we all know, spend so much time either playing games, actually playing a character they think they wish they were, but in reality, they switch the computer off and they go back to being who they are.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that really takes its toll. Forget social media, that sucks. Forget the other stuff that we're reading about, but just gaming alone. If it's that vast and that big, our kids play a character or an avatar of who they want to be, not who they are. And when they step into reality, a lot of who they are doesn't match up to who they want to be. And then their that's when they struggle.
Yeah, the divide of the expectation and the reality. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. Let's pause here. We're going to take our musical break. Kev's chosen the music, as always, when I invite a guest, and he took on the challenge. And I absolutely loved this because it just brought me a whole new genre of stuff to listen to, which I found really fascinating. So I hope you enjoy. Tell us about the song.
Okay, so Simon and Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence. Most people of a reasonable age will remember that.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't realise is that the song was about depression. Okay, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Yeah, well, as soon as you said that to me, it made total sense, but I hadn't realised that, yeah, that basic. Yeah.
Now, we may kind of enjoy listening to Simon & Garfunkel, me not so much, but a certain band, actually a metal band called Disturbed, asked for permission to redo it, and they have, and it is sensational. And the reason they did it was because one of the band members had a nephew, I think, who took his life.
Wow, okay.
Through depression. And that obviously hit them hard, and they thought, okay, how can we make an impact? And they thought, well, if we can get the rights to do the song and then put it out to our genre, who are younger,
a ripple,
then hopefully that would have a positive impact on at least one person.
Wow.
So the fact that this guy's vocal range is incredible as the song just builds and builds and builds. Really, I mean, I hope you enjoy it. I rock it. And if, for example, this is going to be played at my funeral, and if they don't, I'm not going to show up.
I love that when you said. So that is, I mean, I think that's, I thought that was so beautiful, well, beautifully sad, but what a cool way of bringing, you know, the original intention of what it was about and revisiting it and bringing it back and letting a whole new group of people appreciate that. Because it is, it's a powerful song, but yes, thank you for bringing that to my world. That was really interesting, but I did have visions of your funeral.
just imagine if that drummer's nephew had found his 1 square metre.
Imagine, and this is it, isn't it? I mean, back to that. The square metre is so powerful for people. You know, I'm thinking about it for me in life when I'm entering into uncomfortable situations, things that take you out of your comfort zone, but hey, I live in a world of privilege and pretty, you know, pretty up there and happy and okay. But then I think about the kids, like we've talked about, and how, what a cool life skill that is. And if you, getting on a bus, going to college, all the things that that will do. But then if you think about it in that respect, for people that are struggling with whatever, I mean, the myriad of struggles that are in today's world, what a difference that would make. Just...
Oh, absolutely. And let's be honest, are the kids of today as prepared with the tools that we had growing up to deal with the world they live in today? I don't think so.
Because the world today, I don't think anybody as a parent has got their head wrapped around it themselves. It's moved so fast.
Oh, well, just as an example, do you remember, Johnny's going to come around.
Yeah.
When? I'll just text and check. Whereas back in our day, you'd know where they were.
Yeah.
Because all the bikes were on the front boom.
Yeah. It was just so... we're in a world where we're super connected, but so super unconnected.
We're isolated, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And living in this place that we do, it's beautiful, but it's a region with, a rural region where you've got such space, and some people live in such a remote area, and then just that, humans need to be together, they need the community. And I think the world we live in, is just separating that out. And so, even that concept of when you're struggling, and I look back, back to 2018, when my personal journey, and this has been part of it, started, and how, I didn't feel any control at all. I was exhausted, I was tired, I was a new mum, I was on a pinprick, not a square metre, and it was incredibly wobbly. So,
and then you don't even think you belong there.
No, and you're just questioning everything. And so, it's just to come back, and just as the reminder, and I love the fact that it's a simple phrase, one square metre, it's like a little mantra, isn't it? If you can come back to that 1 square metre, own it.
I always send you the girls by text, the number 1SQM.
Oh, yeah.
1 square metre.
Yeah. All it takes, all it is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, that's it really. That's the show over.
Just like that.
I appreciate it. But thank you for saying yes to coming on. I appreciate everybody, because I realise that sort of I do this and I can say it's just like a chat with a microphone in the middle. But, it's stepping into a new space. So Thank you for stepping into the Arrow FM One Square Metre of Love.
And the first bloke to step into
and
that.
And the first bloke.
Yeah,
will there be
too.
More? But thank you. I have really enjoyed that conversation. And I'm inspired. And if you have enjoyed that, start thinking about that concept. How can you bring that into your life, into your family's life? Like, what would it mean to own your square meter? Thanks, Kev. Really appreciate it. And maybe I'll get you on again to talk about fitness, all the things and the magic that you bring to inspiring women to be strong.
Strong, I love that word. Charlotte, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm honoured to be here. And I honestly think what you do is phenomenal. So thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, as always, to RFM for hosting the show. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Take care.